Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanos. This is episode 322, season 13. Today's date is April 9th, 2024, and welcome to the program. On today's show, I'll talk about the Dove Candy shops in Chicago. And then I will talk about this is something unusual. It's called the Keyfax Night Owl television program that aired on WFLD TV channel 32 in Chicago. It aired on midnight every night in the early 1980s. Yeah, that's a weird one. So I'll talk about my memories of that. But first, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Doritos Sour Cream and Onion Chips. And this commercial is from 1979, and it features who else but the famous comedian Avery Schreiber. I'll explain about him after the commercial is played. So sit back and relax, and I'll be right back with the show, folks. Thank you.
Everything's perfect, Maurice.
If you're fussy about your sour cream and onion dip, you'll really love our latest flavor. Sour cream and onion flavored Doritos brand tortilla chips. So for a snack, with a great taste of sour cream and onion already on the chip, try sour cream and onion Doritos. They taste as good as they crunch.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Doritos sour cream and onion flavored chips. The commercials from 1979 featured Avery Schreiber. Talk about a little about him. He was a comedian, an actor. He's from Chicago. He started in Second City. He had a partner. A comedy team. They formed a comedy team. His name was Jack Burns. You may remember him as Warren Ferguson from the Andy Griffith Show. He only there for like a brief time after he replaced Don Knotts. A lot of people didn't like him. You know, the fans did. Yeah, he was okay to me, but oh well. Anyway, so after Second City, he's famous for those Dorito commercials. You can find a lot of them on YouTube. They're still funny. I remember watching them on television in the 70s. They're hilarious like that. He was in a lot of TV shows, movies too. The most famous TV role was in that bomb, the 1965 TV series My Mother the Car. And he played Count Benzini. He always wanted that car, the one that talked. He wanted that. And a lot of people don't remember that. He was in a lot of game shows like Match Game. And the movies he appeared was like Don't Drink the Water, Last Remake of Bo Jest, Concord Airport 79. Let's see what else. Caveman, starred Ringo Starr. Jimmy the Kid, that starred Gary Coleman. And also, the last movie I think he did was Robin Hood, Men in Tights. He did that. One of his latest films like that. Other TV shows, Get Smart, Love American Style, That Girl, you name it. So, and he passed away on January 7th, 2002. He was 66 years old. Yeah, he had a heart attack. He had health problems, so that's a shame. He was a funny man. I liked him. I really did. I might do a podcast episode about him, which would be great, because he's from Chicago. Why not? Okay. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned I'm going to talk about the Dove Candy shops in Chicago. Also, the KeyFix Night Owl TV service that aired on Channel 32 in Chicago as well. Before I get started, I'll mention a couple things. One, remember if you were listening, I talked about the White Castle's restaurant that closed on West 79th Street and South Pulaski Road, right across from Bogan High School, where I went. And the responses have been phenomenal. It was just, oh my God, people are still talking about this. And this happened, what was it? Friday. It's Tuesday now. And they just can't believe it's gone. And it is gone. So I went there Friday, had lunch. It was very surreal. It really was. Nobody was there, really. But I had a few sliders and surprise and a drink. Well, not a few. I had one. And people complained about that. Got to watch it. Don't worry, I promise. Next time I go to White Castle, I'll have some more. Okay, just for to celebrate. Anyway, that closed around 5 o'clock Sunday morning. That's what I heard. And they stopped serving food. And then Monday morning, there was this crew. They dismantled the signs and they put a fence around the building. And someone sent me a photo on Instagram. And he drove by and he said, "Pete, this is what it looks like now." And I go, "Oh my God, that's so sad." That really is. Let me explain something. That's not the original building. I think they tore it down and then rebuilt it. I think so. I don't know when. I mentioned that before, but people like this like to correct me and all that. Okay, fine. But it was still there. It's still look, the memories are still there for most of the people I went to Bogan with, my class, other classes, people who live in the neighborhood, people who pass by, like that. And so they are going to build something. I don't know if they're going to remodel it. Maybe. I'm not sure. To a Mexican restaurant, according to the alderman in the neighborhood. The good news is it's not going to be vacant. Like I said, there's going to be something there. So that's great. But times have changed. When I went to school, we walked around freely. We went out to lunch and everywhere around the neighborhood. I mentioned this before, but as time went on, kids were confined in the school. Either you brought your lunch or you ate at the cafeteria. You had no choice. You couldn't go out. Times have changed, the security. So I guess it just dwindled. But during that time, it was like, wow, every day it was like packed. So that's a shame. Today they printed an article in the Southwest Herald, a newspaper. That's a Southwest suburban. It covers the Southwest side and Southwest suburbs. I just received it today. I got the article. I read it. It was pretty good. So I might share it on my profile and all that. Anyway, and there was a photographer there. I think his name was Steve Newhouse. He took pictures of it. And then there was Tim Haddock. He wrote the article. So that was kind of cool. That's very nice. And the memories live on. They really do. Okay. Another brief thing I'm going to talk about, I've been about my health. I've had a backache for the past few days. I'm a little better, but I think it's the rib, the lesion on the rib. It could be that, or I just. Because I've been lying down all day, maybe I stretch a muscle, but I'm not. It doesn't hurt that much. But I've been taking Tylenol, but I gotta stop it. Just wait for a couple of days, and I'll resume and see how it goes. Oh, hopefully, that backache will be gone. I'll be much better. And start radiation on next Monday on the 15th for 5 days. That'd be great. And one last thing, we had the eclipse. I was home. I didn't get the glasses. I went outside. I covered my eyes, you know, so I didn't see. I saw a little bit. But the funny thing is, when you're in your house, it was dark. It was like, oh my God, it was like in the middle of the night, you know, like 2 or 3. I should have taken a picture, show people, oh my God, it was so pitch. It was almost pitch black, you know, but it was light outside in the windows. But it was the weirdest thing. Very weird indeed. Yeah. So we won't get an eclipse for a long, long, long time. I don't think I'll be alive by the time it comes here. Okay. Anyway, so we're going to get started. I'm going to talk about Dove candies. Oh, these were great. They still are. I'll give you a history of the Dove candies. They had a store located at West 60th Street and South Pulaski Road in the West Lawn neighborhood on South Side. And the founder of the store, his name was Leo Stefanos. And he started in 1939. Yeah, back then it was like, there was nothing out there. You know, it was like, you know, it was like desolate. It was the area. It wasn't built up like that, but that's great. Let me correct that. He found it in 1939, but it wasn't at that store. He found it on a street corner. Then he opened the store, and then he opened later on, probably in the 50s, like that. The story goes, Leo saw his son chasing an ice cream down ice cream truck or van. And he saw his son, Mike, running down the street, you know, and, you know, he's yelling at him. And he got an idea. Why don't he just create an ice cream so he'd be very safe? So his son can enjoy it, his family and people around the neighborhood. And he created the Dove Bar. That's one of its iconic things. Anyway, so the Dove Bar is still around. I haven't had one in a long time. Oh, they're so good. And he opened the ice cream, you know, the candy store, and the end serve ice cream. People remember the pointed white cones or the cups like that. And you could smell it as you're walking by or when you enter in the store. And it just took off. It just became very popular for many, many years. And then he expanded. And he opened another store. And he opened one in Elk Lawn. It was located at 5172 West 95th Street. That's like about, 52nd Street. I remember that. But that one closed later on. It wasn't there very long. Maybe, I don't know exactly how long it was there. According to some people, there was another location in Orland Park. Maybe it was. I'm not sure. I don't recall it. But people remember the candies. You look in the windows, they have the box chocolates. And then they have like you go in, you sit down, the old-fashioned ice cream parlor. You would order like a sundae or have a Dove Bar or like, so velvety smooth. Like that. And in 1977, he handed over the family business to his son, Mike. And he took over. And then got an idea. He wanted to go national. So he introduced the Dove Bar. And now the Mars Corporation, you know, that sells Milky Way, Snickers, they bought it, and now they market this, the Dub Bar, and also the candies. Well, just like little pieces of candy. It's still smooth. It's delicious. Like the Dub Bars are excellent. Like that with the – my favorite – I hate to say it. My favorite Dub Bar is like chocolate ice cream and covered with chocolate. I love that. Oh, it's so good. A lot of calories. A lot of calories. Anyway, so, and then they had candy bars as well. So it's still around. Still around. The business at the candies on Pulaski Road, I don't know when it closed exactly. Probably in the 90s sometime. I'm not sure. Last I heard, it was like a real estate office now. I could be wrong. I haven't drove by it. I haven't drove by that place in a long time. So, you know, it's funny. One day I did, and I saw the place on the corner. I could still smell the sweetness out of it. So that's once I posted this on Facebook and on X, the memories kept flooding for everybody. They remember it when they were kids. They rode on their bikes. They walked. And it was a special place in their hearts, like that. Yeah, Leo Stefanos passed away. The last I heard about his son, Mike, I think he's in Florida. Yeah, Naples, Florida, I think he is. I'm not sure. I don't think he lives here anymore. So I don't know if he caught wind of this one. I'm going to talk about it on my podcast. We'll see. Okay, so we'll see about that. So if you're ever in the supermarket or you're in your 7-Eleven, you have a cream for a Dub Bar, help yourself. I do. I haven't had one in ages, but I'd love to have one now. Ooh, that sounds good. Okay, next up. I'm going to talk about the Key Facts Night Owl TV service. This was a very interesting thing that happened. Okay. It was a TV service. It was by Key Facts. It was some company. I never heard of it. This aired on WFLD TV, Channel 32 in Chicago. It aired on midnight. Every night. And I was, let's see, where was I? I was at Daly College when it first aired. The funny thing is it only aired about a couple of years. Yeah, it wasn't on very long. So this service provided news. The funny thing is it was all graphics and text. You know, they had the owl, the night owl. He had big eyes. He looked like some ghoulie. I remember that. And I used to watch this for a little time like that. To tell you that, I was a little bored because it was like text. It's like reading a telegram, you know. You know what the funny thing is? This is like a predecessor to texting, kind of like that, you know, when you read or by the internet. Sort of like that, but you saw it on your TV, and it was very innovative. It really was, and unique, like that. So late at night, I was in college. I was studying, you know, for exams or just reading, or I couldn't sleep. I either watched David Letterman, the 10:30 movie on Channel 9, or the reruns. Sometimes Johnny Carson or the reruns on Channel 32. And then I stumbled onto this, the Night Owl. And the news they provided was news, sports, weather, news around the world, news locally in Chicago, you know. And for some reason, just went off the air. You know, like that. I don't know. But it's but if you compare the text, you know, computer generated, you know, you compare it today from there, It looks kind of not so great. But you know something? I felt a little sleepy when I watched this. So that's great because it was like dull and it played music. And it played in the background. They played like the latest hits, in the 80s, sometimes older, the oldies too. And so if you want the news like 24 hours a day, the only cable channel, if you had cable, was CNN, and you had headline news at the time. So that's where your choices were. If you didn't have cable, you would watch this like that. And it was just fun. It really was. It was a lot of fun to watch that. And I think it was ahead of its time. It really was. And so that was great. Like that. So, like I said, it just lasted about 2 years. It ended sometime in 1982. I don't know when exactly. And then they replaced it with reruns or a movie. I'm not sure. Like that. Of course, that was like around we had on TV too, pay TV, time like that. Let's see. I guess they were trying to find ways to compete, which they did with the news like that, because the news were on 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Not like today. Today is all day, every day, all day long. That's how it is. Okay. Right now, I'm going to play a promo from 1981. This is promo number two from WFLTV Channel 32 in Chicago. This is courtesy of Rick Klein from Fuzzy Memories TV, from the Museum of Classic Chicago Television. Thank you, Rick. And just sit back and relax and listen. And it's just a promo, and you can hear the music going doo 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 like that. Okay, so here it is. Night Owl service from Channel 32 in Chicago. Thank you, everyone, and I'll be right back.
This is the Keyfax Night Owl 30-second commercial, take one.
Tonight, starting at midnight, it's Night Owl, an all-new information and entertainment service all night, every night on Channel 32, featuring up-to-the-minute news from around town and around the world, the latest racing results from all the area tracks, current sports scores of the Chicago teams and how they fared, late business news with market closings and information, continuously updated weather forecasts with maps and national readings, plus traffic and road information, airport and air traffic reports, what's happening in Chicago, your horoscope, and much more. It's Night Owl, all night, every night on Channel 32.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the promo for the Keyfax Night Owl TV service that aired on WFLD TV, Channel 32 in Chicago. That's so funny, like that. How times have changed since we get our, when we get our sources from from the news like that. Okay, so another great memory from the early 1980s in Chicago. All right. That'll be all for this show. I'll do a recap of what I talked about. I talked about the Dove Candies shops in Chicago, also the Keyfax Night Owl TV service that aired on Channel 32 in Chicago. This podcast will be broadcast. I mean, it will be. I'm sorry. This podcast will be published wherever podcasts are available. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. It's no longer around. They stopped it. So you have to choose other apps, Amazon Music, Breaker, Overcast. Also, it's on my blog, danischicagoland.blog. Also, It's on my YouTube channel. Again, people ask me, where do I find your podcast? Where do I find your podcast? You can find it on YouTube. Do a search. Type in Vanishing Goblin Stories Podcast or my name. Hit the subscribe button. You'll get the latest episode. Or if you like to listen to past episodes, help yourself. Same thing with the apps. Hit follow. You know, just tap that. And you're good to go. You can listen to any device, desktop, tablet, laptop, streaming. You can listen to your car, your home, wherever you, whatever's convenient for you. I got a couple of people, they send me emails. They said, when I work out, I listen to you, which is nice. So that's good. That keeps them going. That's... Also, be shared on my social media accounts, Facebook, X, LinkedIn, Reddit, Instagram, what's that, Threads, and Blue Sky. I don't know if I left one you want. On TikTok, there's to be the link, so you can click on the link and it'll take you right there to YouTube and you can listen. Okay. So this is Pico Stanis, your host of Vanishing Online Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. It looks like a beautiful day. I will probably do another episode this weekend. I heard it's going to be gorgeous. Going to be gorgeous. And I'm going to take it easy for a while. You know, I want to go back to walking. I miss walking, but I have a backache, you know, and I'm just walking slow, you know. Yeah, but I miss it because the weather is nice. You can get some fresh air. And hopefully next week with the radiation goes well. I will keep everyone posted on my social media accounts and see how that goes. Thank God it's just a week. Thank God. All right. So here is me saying bye-bye, and here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, someone. I'm sorry. Take care, everyone, and so long. Excuse me. Bye-bye-bye.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.